I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
And you are tuned in to Midwest Paratalk Radio on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Mike, Joni, and Greg.
Hello.
You should play that whole song.
You want me to play the whole song? I can play the whole song. You know why? I had the whole
song. Hell yes.
Hell yes. Get her done. Well, we'll do that before we call our guests tonight. What do you say?
Oh, I guess.
Oh.
Whatever works.
Shicky dern. What's going on, guys?
Nothing. That's a hard show to follow.
Man, it got crazy there for a sec. I was like, wow, okay. Nah, but it was a good show. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Yeah.
So, did you, on a lighter note, did you hear Brandon's EVPs, his top 10 EVPs?
I did actually check it out this afternoon. He hit me up about 5 o'clock this evening. And it was really cool because he's like, hey, Greg, I put this up, you know, and check it out, you know. And I was like, all right, right on, dude. So I went out there, checked it out, and I hit him back. I was like, well, hey, you know, let's get you on the show and you know, have you promo it and talk a little bit real quick. And so he came on the B&G. But he's such a cool cat. And you know, I said it on that show, and I'll say it again. They come up with some of the best EVPs, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really, really does. And so, yeah, I was really, really impressed.
Yeah, he's got his own station or his own channel, should say, on YouTube, which is Apper Paranormal.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tons of stuff on it.
But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. Apperparanormal.com, APRAParanormal.com, I believe. And they actually do a series of their investigations, and I watched the first one, and I guess the last time he was on the show with us, he was talking, they were about finished with the second one, getting ready to start the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, go out there and check him out, because Brandon's a cool cat, and like I said, I'm still trying to get the logistics worked out on our collaboration, get him over here on ASPRN and have them do a show, Apper Paranormal Radio. They do it now on Blog Talk Radio, so we're going to get them away from that and have them over here, and it'll be a good show because, you know, they're a bunch of cool kids, and I'm getting old and I can start calling folks kids. Damn!
At least.
That ain't right.
Yeah,
well, he starts calling them youngins.
I'm reckoning them youngins will do a good job. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm from West Virginia. Let's be careful how we speak.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Oh, man, I forgot.
Well, yeah, we were talking in Paratrinity Radio. Mike said something, and I was like, Ohio, Kentucky, hell, it don't matter. They're all hillbillies anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we?
Hey, I'm originally, I got Kentucky blood in me. So
I was born in Kentucky.
Hell, I don't even have all my teeth, so I'm damn near
Fort Campbell, Kentucky. My dad was a paratrooper. And
oh,
you know what?
In the 501st?
We're all right. Excuse me?
Was he in the 501st?
No, he was in the 11th Airborne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see my, did I shoot you the email of my dream?
Well, no.
I didn't, from Jessica Jewett.
Uh-huh.
Seriously,
the
dream reading that she gave me, the past life regression.
Oh, it's a past life.
Yeah, that's what
reading.
I meant.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Did I send that to you?
Yeah, you did.
And she said, "You're the second paranormal show host that I've had come to me that has ties to WW2." I was like, "Really? Oh. That's kind of interesting." She gave me a name. So I've been kind of researching the name. After I do a little bit more research on it, I'll talk about it some more on the show.
Hmm. I still haven't heard, cool. haven't heard anything from her yet.
You haven't got her yet?
No, well, I sent something down to her, but I haven't heard anything from her back ever yet.
Yeah, well, she takes a while, because, I mean, after all,
oh,
geez,
that's fine.
She gets a lot of business, too.
That's
so, you'll get it. Wait. Never fear.
I can wait to see who I is.
Who you
he is.
Has.
Yeah.
Do you
I
know?
Yes, I could not even guess who it would have been.
Do you know? I was walking.
I was a murderer. I shot somebody.
You
I
shot the sheriff. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And probably totally true.
again, I find that hard to believe.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's probably why I'm here now. There's a lot of people I could have shot. Believe me.
Holy cow.
They just keep filing on the list every day.
Or put them in the oven, one of the two. Either
way. Okay, that's it. Nope. Oh, my God, the oven.
Oh, yes.
Back to the oven, okay.
Back to the oven. I was walking into work today. And I told Mrs. C, I was like, you know, you're going to find this kind of crazy, but I saw a dude today that reminded me of Bluto from Popeye. I saw a little girl today that reminded me of Olive Oil. And I saw a security rent-a-cop guy that was standing out in front of construction that looked like Wimpy.
Uh-huh.
I'm having Popeye references. What the hell?
Speaking of ovens.
Yes.
That was a good segue. I was just saying.
I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that's crazy. So, what we got coming up tonight on NPR?
Jody.
Okay. Well, we've got Midnight Paranormal. I don't know. She's still here.
Sorry, I had to mute the phone because the children are here.
Hello, children.
You don't want to know.
Okay. Never mind, children.
And I'll probably be muting it again before long, so.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
See, you're pulling out the mom face, aren't you?
They're separating. Okay.
You're
good thing.
Pulling out the mom face.
I've been away for a couple of days.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, we have on the Midnight Shadows Paranormal Society from Dayton, and that's Alan and Lori Dershen, and Heather Hill is going to be on, but there's been something happened with her family, so, and they're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
And they've got EVPs.
Yes, cool. We do. We have EVPs. I put them into Sam Broadcaster, so they're all ready to rock and roll. And that being said, do we have a haunted history tonight?
Uh-uh.
Okay, no haunted history tonight, but check back next week. We'll have one for you, I'm sure. How about a little music?
Whatever.
Because you were so upset that you didn't hear Godsmack that I'm going out here and I'm going to play it for you.
We'd have to play Greed.
Huh?
Greed.
Oh, for the love of God, woman.
Oh, never mind. Just do your commercial.
What commercial?
Whatever you're going to do, just do it.
We're going to play a song.
It's Greed?
No, it's Voodoo.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Greed?
Greed.
Creed?
Greed. G-R-E-E-D. You know, greed like money.
I don't have it.
Okay, well, just do whatever then.
You're in trouble.
Okay. Holy hole in a donut, Batman. All right, you guys, you're listening to Midwest Paratalk Radio here on the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Stick around. We've got more coming your way, and Joni might still be mad at me, but we'll be back.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
All Souls Paranormal Radio Network, simulcasting live to the Freetime Radio Network at www.freetimeradio.com.
Oh, well, that's a little old, but it's not as... Here, I'll get what? It out. Hold on a second. My tongue is twisting tonight. I don't know why. It just is. I can't talk. Well, of course, it could be the lack of teeth, but, you know. Just saying.
Say what?
It could be the lack of teeth, but, yeah.
I don't think you sound a bit different than you ever sounded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have a...
I would let you know.
Yeah, I feel a noticeable lisp.
Well, I don't hear it, so...
You know, they took all the, like, my front ones out, so, like, my tongue, like, falls out on my mouth all the time.
Ew.
I can yawn. I can yawn and, like, shoot a stream of spit, like, 20 foot.
That's like that. What's that lizard in Australia? The hooded something. It's kind of cute. The wrinkled hind legs. It does that.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I was thinking more of the ominous type, like shooting cobra or something, you know, spitting cobra. But, yeah,
no.
Lizard. Jeez.
Our neighbor has a chihuahua that doesn't have any teeth that comes out all the time.
Oh, my God. Now I'm a chihuahua. Just call me Pepe.
Oh, my God.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
I just visualized that.
He's got like 700 years old, no hair, and his tongue hangs off his mouth the entire time. They tried to bite.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, that is so messed up.
Yeah. I don't know why people just can't seem to put him to sleep. I don't know.
I don't know. He's cute.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
His name is Rex.
Rex.
You can't even look at him and go, dude, I will kick your teeth in. Oh, wait, you don't have any.
No, he's not a killer, that's for sure.
You know, every chihuahua I've ever seen, though, has been yippy-yappy.
They're mean.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I could walk down the street and there'll be a chihuahua and 12 other dogs, and the chihuahua would be the only one to come after you.
They're Pomeranians.
Well, instead of wiener dogs.
Wiener dogs.
Well, I don't know. Well, Spunky, yeah, he wouldn't like that.
Spunky was mean.
Was he?
Yes.
So is this like a family pet dog?
Spunky was, yeah.
Did you ever, like, get one of those or make, like, the buns and put around it?
No.
Oh.
For, like, Halloween?
Yeah.
The one behind, I have one now, and she's barking to hear.
Mm-hmm.
No, Madge? She barks to hear.
She is too cute.
She is mental.
And let me tell you, it's no worse than coming home and the pup had broke out of the laundry room from the baby gate because we gate him up while we're gone. And she broke through it and left me five piles of yummy warm goo on the floor.
Yummy.
Yeah.
That takes from it before she eats it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, stop it.
That being said...
Why didn't you tell me that before? Oh, my God.
Yeah. How about we get...
just kidding.
Alan and his wife... Was it his wife?
What?
Is it Alan and his wife or Alan...
Oh. Alan and... Alan who?
Oh. I can see where this interview is going to go.
It already went there.
Oh, Alan. Alan and Lori Dersham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get them on the phone, and we got some EVPs and stuff that we're going to be playing from their group, and they're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with them, and so we'll do that right now. You guys are going to probably hear a ringy dingy. That's all right. Don't be alarmed. Just put the phone down. Step away slowly.
I like to hear Crystal's ringy dingy.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Very
we're
good.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, been pretty busy. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been checking out our pages a lot.
Yeah. My, oh, my. Yes, I was.
You don't mind if I give some respects, first of all, do you?
No, go ahead.
No, not at all.
All right, I would like to give my condolences to Heather Hill, David Lewis, and Heather Lewis for the loss of their son. He was 10 years old with leukemia.
Oh, my God.
We miss him, we love him, and we'll always keep him in our heart.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes, Alan, thank you for doing that.
Thank you for letting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I know you told me there had been a problem. I didn't visualize that, though. Wow.
No, wow. That's
intense. Yes, it is. Well, I wish them a lot of, I don't know, what do you wish somebody a time like that?
It's hard on all of us, so.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, everybody always, I mean, then people do, and they're like, I'm sorry and stuff, but oh, my God. That's right. Like the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We do. We wish them a lot of love, I guess, and
peace.
Sure, they'll find some peace, and oh, my. Okay, well, like I say, thank you again for mentioning that. And
thank you.
It's okay. So, anyway, what did you want to talk about first? Because you've got several things going on, and I don't know where you wanted to. Or did you want to start with the EVPs, or did you want to just talk for a while, or
whatever you would like to do? It's your show.
Okay, Greg, what do you want to do? You want to start with the EVPs?
Yeah, let's start with the EVPs, and then we'll just kind of progress on from there.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay,
coolness. All right, this first EVP I'm going to play is labeled BA2 EVP3.
Okay, that's Browswell Books. That's part of the old Typical New Ghost Wasps.
Okay. And I will kick it off, and generally what we'll do, we'll play it twice so everyone can hear it. So I'm going to turn down my mic and kick the go button, and like I said, you'll hear it two times, and then we'll be right back. All right, give us a little backstory on that, Alan.
That is actually Browswell Books. It's part of the old Tippecanoe Ghost Walks, like I mentioned. The store was built in 1872 as a harness manufacturing company. Then it became a general store. Then it became a bakery, various other operations, until it became a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Very active. That is actually the sound of a book flying across the room.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's some of the claims that they hear books dropping and flying. Phantom smells, of course. There's known to be five spirits there. Always the sense of being watched, you name it. Mm-hmm. Very active.
Very
so when that EVP was captured, was there any physical evidence to go along with that, or was it just the sound?
What's that?
When you capture the EVP, was there any physical evidence, like a book laying on the floor or anything of that, or is it just the sound of it?
We have not actually located the book yet, but that's one of the claims.
Wow.
We've actually heard that with our own ears as well.
Wow.
We ruled it out. It's not settling of the building, you know, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the piping, but there is many books laying on the floor there at all times, so it's sort of hard to find it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. It's definitely, you can definitely hear it thud.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But we've actually seen the books slide out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You name it.
Well, that'd be cool.
Very cool. All right, now this next one we have is BA2 EVP5. So same scenario, we'll go through, play it two times, and we'll be right back after that. So stick around, listen to this. All right.
I can't. Where are they saying? I can't hear it.
I think that was a gentleman as we walked out of the world room saying hello as we walked by. I was the only male there that night.
Mm-hmm.
And as we walked through the room, actually, to go to the basement, first of all, it's where we started our investigation. We've held three investigations there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we walked by, there was a male voice said hello.
Wow.
And that's in the same place in the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, on this next EVP, we have Coffee Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we'll play it two times, let everybody get a listen to it, and when we come back, you can tell us a little bit about this EVP.
Okay.
Are you in the front room? Are you in the front room?
All right, now I definitely heard a yes.
No, it says door.
Door?
Yeah.
See, I heard yes. Huh.
See, I heard door. So
I don't know what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nobody had the same set of ears. That just makes this so frustrating.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I heard the word door, sure. So
yeah, I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that one, Alan?
That's another one on the old Tippecanoe new ghost locks. It's actually now it's called Grounds for Pleasure Coffee House. It's in Tip City. Basically, it's been a saloon. Various other businesses until it became a coffee house. They've had the experience of doors opening and closing, and the tenants that live upstairs pretty much say they hear all kinds of noises. They've seen apparitions that's actually made themselves visible to the owners. And so we asked, are you in the front room? Because we felt like we was being watched from, like, there's three sections. There's a front, there's a middle, and there's a back. Then there's a hallway. We felt like we was being watched from the front of the room. Then we also felt like we was being watched from the hallway where the door is.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked that question, and he told us where he was.
Nice.
Wow. Well, okay.
Very cool. Now, this next EVP is labeled MH2EVP16.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, too. That's what creeped me out. That one creeped me out.
You just got a sample of that one. It actually, I'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
Very cool. All right, here we go. You guys turn up your headsets and check this out.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, that if you hold, if I hold the phone out or the earphone out a certain way away from my ear, mm-hmm. It's like I hear three or four people talking constantly.
Mm-hmm. There was nobody in the house.
Is that what that is, though?
No, that's running water.
Yeah, I heard water, and I thought I heard boots stomps.
Right.
But I thought I could hear people when they're talking.
Yeah, I thought I could hear whispers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard whispers.
Yeah, like whisper talking. Yeah, I know anybody in the house. I'm just saying I hear stuff.
Yeah, right. I thought I heard someone say no one's here, or no one's... I heard
what you may have heard was us outside of the house, because during that point in time, there was nobody in the murder house whatsoever.
Okay.
What we were doing...
I don't know, man. It just seems like it runs right along with the other sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What we was doing was we was outside taking a break,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we captured. It actually, that little piece,
mm-hmm.
actually the first recording that we caught at there blew her mind away. Then it repeated itself a minute and a half later.
Wow. Oh.
Then okay. That was on the upper level, second story.
Mm-hmm.
The lower level, we caught like, I think it was 30 seconds of it downstairs.
I thought I heard spirits. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely heard the running water.
Drip, drip, drip.
But I swear I heard someone say no one's here.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's the thing with EVPs is that people hear different things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because your ear canal, everybody's ear canal is different. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what creeped me out about so much. With the water dripping or whatever that was
mm-hmm.
dripping was bad enough, but I just thought I was hearing these people in there talking like, ooh.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard too. Wow.
Yeah, it blew us away when they captured.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah, I bet.
And that murder house. I know you guys have been there before. There's just is there much not known about it, is there?
Nothing,
I mean, about details or.
Basically, a tragic event happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Indictments, like we said before, has been handed down. There was a woman that was actually half-eaten by pit bulls in this house. We found out about this because our investigator, Terry, is on the fire department, of course, so on and so mm-hmm. forth. Heather and I... We have a weekly meeting, usually to discuss where we're going to go in the group, so on and so forth. Well, she put me on hold because Terry was calling in, and it was like 3 in the morning, so nobody's, you know, if he calls like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said what was going on, so we decided at that point in time, the house was up for bankruptcy. I was like, somehow we've got to get into that house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, as fate would have it, Heather's dad's best friend bought the house.
Oh, my goodness.
He's refurbishing it. So we were asked to come in. We were in there once, and it was the only thing I can say was it was a paranormal apocalypse.
Hmm.
I mean, the minute we rolled up, we stepped out of the car, we heard screaming coming from the barn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's white flashes all over the inside of the barn. We couldn't get inside the house because Department of Health deemed it unfit for human occupancy.
Uh-huh.
So he actually fixed up the house, and that's what we came out with. While we were in there, we set up laser levels because we use those quite a bit for basically if a spirit will cross in front of it, it'll black out the level.
So right. Mm-hmm.
And we've noticed it. And when we was in the murder house, we actually seen in these laser levels that there would be white dots on both sides of the beam. Because it encases the whole room, and it would follow the entire room until it got to the end of it, and then it would go out in like a white starburst at the end of them.
Wow.
Huh.
I mean, there was, like I said, white flashes in there. Cell sensors. We've got videos up on our website. We've got them on YouTube and our MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
What we captured out of the murder house. Lori's got one heck of a personal experience there, too.
Does she?
Yeah. I was taking photos while we were in the house, and this was my first time being there.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of, it was the window, and I didn't think nothing of it. And then when we got back and we were checking pictures, I actually had caught something in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually pretty creepy looking because it had like red eyes.
Oh, and, no kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
It had red eyes, and there was nobody standing by me at the time when I took it.
Oh, wow.
Everybody was like in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I was kind of freaked out by it.
Yeah. Is that posted on your website or anything?
Oh yeah, it's on the on the website and the MySpace.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
the website it's under Paranormal Evidence. MySpace it's under Murder House Investigation 2, 1120.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Very cool.
Oh yeah, and that EVP that you heard, that was. I had never heard that either. I was like, wow.
Yeah, because it just went on forever. I mean, it just,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
amazing.
And it's just amazing. There was no running water at all.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
The house doesn't have electricity or any running water, so that's
mm-hmm.
what blew us away.
Huh. Yeah.
So is it a really old house, or is it just where that...
No, it's fairly new. It used to be part of what would be... called the Palestine Raceway, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a death there. It's also not far from Native American camping grounds back in the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you put all three together, plus the accident that happened, plus some other history that's happened there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have one, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Traumatic place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got another one from there, I think, don't we?
Yeah, we actually do. This one's called Browse a While. And same deal, we'll play them back-to-back, and
mm-hmm.
Then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Cool.
Will you visit us tonight? Will you visit us tonight?
All right. Now, I was able to hear that one.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah, it was shortly before the camera flash or the camera shutter
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
where I heard it. Mm-hmm. Heard it at.
That where was that one at? The coffee shop?
No, that's at Browswell Books also.
On the bookstore? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually, what we found out from this is a spirit named Mike. He resides in the basement. You know how after you go on investigation after investigation, you start to get to know the place,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you start to pull out their energies and all that. He's like a prankster of the place. He likes to hide in the basement. And I asked him if he was going to show himself tonight, and he said, I wonder.
That's
wow.
crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. All right, one more, and this is a Huber Heights Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I actually... Okay, here we go. The one I have is
Metzer. It's Metzer.
Metzer? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's Huber Heights.
All right, here we go. Hold on one more time.
Okay, now I can't make out what she's saying.
That's another one of my favorites. It says Smirnoff.
Smirnoff?
Yeah.
Okay.
The deal behind this is basically it's a farm that dates back to 1820.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the Metzer family since 1940. A public lynching of a horse thief was held there. There's been a girl that died in the house of, I believe, it was tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that died of a diabetic coma in the house that, from what I understand, he liked to drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Smirnoff was his drink.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what that word was. I guess I do now. Well, I couldn't figure it out. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Well, what do we want to talk about next? Huh.
So, when you're doing investigations, do you have a certain spot that you like to go to more than others? I mean, I know you go a lot of places, but I mean, is there a certain spot where you go that you really like to go and you feel really comfortable in that space? Like, with us, is Prospect Place. We know we love to go there because we know that we're going to get something and we're really comfortable in the house, and, you know, the spirits kind of know us now and come out and play with us a little bit, I guess you could say. And then, you know, so do you have a spot that you would really prefer to go to more than any other?
Oh, sure. Mine, myself, would be Moonville.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like 3 hours away, you know, but it's awesome. I mean, we've captured minimal audio, video, and photos there, but the personal experiences alone from that place is ungodly. But what's your favorite, Lori?
I'd have to say the bookstore. Browse
Wine. Bookstore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just enjoy it. I mean, it doesn't really as creep me out as some of the people might think it be, but it doesn't. It's just actually just kind of a comfortable.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, a lot of times your personal experiences actually mean more than actually finding evidence.
Right.
You know, everybody's out to find that great big find or that big experience, or, you know, the evidence. A lot of times personal experiences come out a lot more important than just having a good photo or AVP or some sort.
Yeah, to a person that has experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the homeowners and stuff like that, I think the scientific data is better than, you know, like Demon a House Haunted, because this is what we felt. So on.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Right.
For sure. It'll be able to prove what you know, especially if you're doing something for a home, where you have to prove something to them, because they have their personal experiences all the time, and they don't appreciate them as much as we would. But
oh, yeah, I agree. But I would have to say my second favorite would be Patterson Homestead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Patterson. I know a friend of mine up in Dayton and a couple other people went out. They've been going out quite a bit out to Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome place.
Yeah, what's the story on it?
Basically, it was built in 1850, I believe. It's for the founder of Dayton. He resided there with his wife and his 11 kids. Many of them died in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this place is a third of the size of Prospect Place, so it's pretty huge. I mean, but there's a servant that resides downstairs. There's a man that's on the upstairs, third floor. When we was in there this past weekend, the girls got all the experience of this time, so it was sort of upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a run-in with the guy upstairs because, you know, we felt like everything was okay until we started hearing walking upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you felt like this, almost like a suppression.
Uh-huh.
It was like 6 inches from us. Then we took a mail meter out. Everywhere around us was 0.0 till we stuck it like 6 inches in front of us. Then it was a 1.7.
Wow.
It was like he was staring us in the face or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And as crazy as I am, I was like, okay, let's go out in the hall and let's see if we can find him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I walked right through it and really didn't see anything else. So.
Now, I know that on some investigations, there's evidence that I've come across that when I go to either have another investigator analyze or take a look at the picture, that it's just not there.
Right.
And Joni and I have talked about this quite a bit, that maybe that evidence was just meant for you. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel, Lori?
I'd have to agree with that, too. You know, some people might not see it, and then we would.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I also
just
agree
like EVPs.
I'm sorry. Yeah, on EVPs, I agree. I feel that, you know, that's why some groups can gather the most evidence and while others can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the energy of the people, and it's, like you said, it's meant to be for them.
Yeah, because you guys operate, you have a spiritual background, and that's like our group. We do too, and yeah, I think it makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, the greater connection between you and the actual spirit, they're really more willing to, like, do something for you rather than, you know.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can read just as well as they can read them, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for the chat room. Belinda asked, is there a place that they just will not go back to?
I'll go back to anywhere. I don't.
Here's some hesitation there.
Yeah.
My philosophy is I don't fear the afterlife. I caution the living.
Right.
I know what they're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to just about anywhere. I've had places where I've said I'd never go back, but I'll go back.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. I mean, it's not the spirits that bother me. It's the yahoos that try to walk in on your investigation from off the street.
Yep.
Or, you know, they're lingering around when you're carrying stuff out. Yeah, that bothers me.
Or in our case, the ones that pull up on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere with a case of beer in the back.
Yeah. Right.
That was it. We're like, oh, no.
What are you doing?
I carry a baseball bat, and my sister-in-law carries pepper spray.
Hey, there you go.
That's right. I mean, because we go out in kind of deserted places sometimes, so.
Right. Yeah, most places we go are deserted, yeah. We spend a lot of time in cemeteries, actually. Do you guys do cemeteries at all, or?
Oh, yeah, we do quite a bit.
Do you find the energy there is different than, say, in, like, an enclosed house?
Yes, it seems to be more open, and so it's sporadic, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we've walked away with just a handful of evidence compared to like homes and like the bigger investigations and so forth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys do any kind of crypto or, you know, UFO or anything like that, investigating it on those lines?
Oh, yeah, we do the Mothman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in the Mothman promotional film a couple years ago.
No, it was last year.
Yeah, last year?
February 28th.
Oh, okay.
We're planning on heading back down, I'm going to say mid to late May of this year. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to try to head down for the festival again this year, too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's in September, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, September 18th through the 20th.
Very
yeah, because I was wanting to go, and we're going to Virginia probably that week before, so I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
All right.
I've never been there, but I would love to go.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, you would?
Definitely. So you have done Prospect Place? You've been to Prospect Place?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a good time there?
Oh, yeah, we've had an awesome time there. The EVPs that we captured from there was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean,
what is it, Lori?
It's just the one EVP we caught. It was pretty wicked.
Oh,
with
really?
The graphic
what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really? Well,
would that be in the ballroom?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I've got to know.
You're one of the lucky ones, huh?
Oh, my God.
So, what did it say to you very nicely?
Actually, I didn't say anything. It laughed at me, a very evil laugh.
Right.
And I thought it was Alan, but I found out he wasn't even laughing.
Oh,
wow. It was through a walkie-talkie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think you guys, we played that last time you guys were on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought it was Alan, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
I've had them kind of like just like hit the static button through the walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. It's when you're just sitting there in the dark and all of a sudden it just goes, you know, and nobody's on the other end. I've had that happen a couple of times, but nothing verbal.
Well, we had one of our investigators was upstairs sitting on one of the benches, and we were just kind of talking, and she kind of started to provoke a little bit, and they provoked back. They actually
they responded.
Yeah, they responded. They got her by her throat, and you know, she was like, "Get him off me," basically. And,
oh wow!
Right.
Yeah, it left a scratch on her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good.
But she should have known better. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was like, "Don't do that," but yeah, well. Because we can't tell.
But, yeah, we've had our own experiences with provoking. That's why we quit a long time ago provoking. I mean, you know, like last time, if someone off the street would come up to me and start cussing me out or whatever, I'd probably sock them one.
Right. Yeah, corny names and stuff. And it's like you guys say, it's better to do it the other way, you know, and be nice and respectful.
You get more beneficial evidence that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, okay, tell us about the Old Tippit Canoe Ghost Walks. First of all, where's the Tippit Canoe at?
Tip City, Ohio.
Okay, because there's a Tippit Canoe that's fairly close to me, but I don't think it's called Tippit Canoe, so I don't think it's the same place.
Tip City, Ohio used to be two towns. It was Tippit Canoe, and it was Hyattsville.
Mm-hmm.
They merged together, I believe it was 1833, and they kept the name Tippit Canoe until 1938, then they changed it to Tip City. Now they're debating to call it Old Tippecanoe again. But it started, I would have to say, May of last year. We ran an investigation out of a perfume shop there that was supposedly active, but at that point in time we didn't capture anything out of there. This came from Amanda Carl, which was, at the time, she was a dear friend of mine in Lori's, and then now she's our case manager, of course, but she's been awesome with handling cases and getting us cases, and she approached me. She goes, "I want Browswell Books and MSPS to handle a ghost course." I was like, okay. She told me this in September. At this point in time, we only had, what was it, Lori, like two investigations in Tip City?
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool. We can start it next year. There's no time this year.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, I've already took it to the front of the board, and they want it this year.
Oh, wow.
So, basically, we buckled down, did like four more investigations, went over everything. I mean, cranked everything out in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Had everything up and rolling. Last year was pretty awesome, but this year's going to be a lot better.
How many places do you have on it?
So far, 9 and growing.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
But basically, yeah, we do a guided tour. We give claims of what's supposedly haunting the place. Mm-hmm. Then we go through, tell them our personal experiences there, and we give them the scientific data, too. And then we let them listen to it at the end of the tour,
mm-hmm.
or see it, or watch it, or whatever.
That's cool.
Now, while doing those tours, have you had anything come up to where, you know, somebody on the tour actually had an experience?
Oh, yeah. We've grabbed, like, 3 or 4 cases from people off the tour.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. But we're glad that we're a part of it. We consider
ourselves... Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
We consider ourselves the co-founder. Browswell Books, the main founder of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
okay. Go ahead, Lori.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lori. We could say something.
No, no, I was waiting for you. I thought you were.
No, I thought Lori was. I thought Lori was. Okay. I wanted to you guys have been working with an electromagnetic pump?
No. EM pump? Actually, we have not. We just got that in the mail today.
Oh. Oh. Have you tried it out yet?
Oh, put it this way. It's hilarious around this house when we get near. It's not me that does it. Lori has to have her own little goose for it before we go on.
Well,
it.
What's wrong with that?
That's what I say.
I think it's hilarious.
Good.
Well, you have to make sure it works.
Right. Well, you have to. So, like, now tell our viewers, yeah, tell our listeners what those are for and what they do, they think.
Basically, what the EM pump is it sends out electromagnetic fields into the area where you're going to do an EVP session or take photos, so on and so forth. It's like a magnetic white noise, mm-hmm. basically. It goes in simultaneous instances of like 5 to 30 seconds to a minute. And it starts out, it'll give you like, I think it's so many hertz, and it ends at 256 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we haven't used it yet except for today. And
at your house.
Yeah. It works too. I mean, I put the mill
meter.
Yeah,
I might try one of those. And that's another thing I want a mill meter.
Oh, them are awesome. We have two of them.
Yeah, I'd really like to have one of those. We were looking at them. We were looking at the prices. We're going, oh, man.
What I like about the mill meter itself, it has K2 function on it as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted.
Awesome things with the K2 function.
Now, do you guys have quite a bit of luck using the K2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We pretty much, all cell phones have to be off when we use the K2.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given. We also go back, and when like the K2 is being used, and it gives you, you know, so it lights up, so to speak, we also do an EMF field around it,
mm-hmm.
EMF sweep around it to make sure that it's not just going off on its own, you know, because it's known to do that at points in time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't rule it out, then we consider it, you know, paranormal.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've had a lot of luck with those.
Hmm.
Yeah, we haven't bought any equipment for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me a little antsy.
Well,
I would suggest a mel meter.
I want a mel meter. I know I want a mel meter. But I want the one with the K2 on it.
They all have
it. It's a little more than the other one. They all do. I saw one that didn't, or it didn't have the other thing, maybe. I don't know. I saw one. One was like $70, and the other one was like $170.
Wow. Yeah, there's 10 variations of the mel meter, but all mel meters have it. It's called burst mode.
Mm-hmm.
You just hold it in burst mode for like 5 seconds, and it turns into a K2.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I gotcha. All right. Okay.
But, my favorite toy is coming up. I'm hoping to get it next week. Lori thinks I'm funny for this.
What would that be?
Because last time I talked to you guys, what was it? I said I was wanting to get the Ovilus.
Yes.
They discontinued it.
Yes. Right. I knew that because I had to quit for one a few months ago.
Yeah, they have the PX now, which is cheaper than the Ovilus.
PX? Just PX?
Okay. Yeah. It's the Paranormal Puck and the Ovilus combined in one package.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's got its own inboard speaker, the whole nine yards.
Oh, wow.
Is it pre-programmed, then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, check that out.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're looking into this because there's, like, a lot of places in Tip City. Like, Tip City bleeds Wi-Fi everywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people on the outside, so... We usually get a lot of high EMF fields, so, you know, K2s, cell sensors, so on and so forth off. But, you know, the theory that, you know, high EMFs can also create spiritual manifestations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see if it'll work with the Ovilus.
Mm-hmm. Cool. No, I don't blame you.
but that, and I want to take it back to the murder house.
Yes, of course. Okay, and okay, one more thing I want to get in about your book.
Sure. The Bible for the Insane?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, it's on Amazon. I wrote that, been 2 years now, Lori?
Mm-hmm.
Wrote that 2 years ago. Lori pretty much forced me into writing it, so to speak.
She encouraged you?
Yeah. And actually, it was much more a subtle way. I kept writing things down, and she threw a notebook in front of me, put it down, said, look, write it, you're good enough, do it. I was like, okay. You know, so
okay.
I did that, and I have two more ready to be published, so.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Well, that one's about, it's a spirituality book, is it?
Not really. It's sort of, it's a book of poetry about a guy that's losing his mind.
Oh.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It does.
But,
yeah, because I read the description of it and stuff, and I'm like, that must be that. But now I see. Okay. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun writing it. I had a lot more fun writing the one that's going to follow it called Ravenous.
Mm-hmm.
And then Epitaph was pretty good, too.
Okay.
That's my next two that's coming out.
Right. And those are available on Amazon.com.
Amazon or PublishAmerica.com.
Okay.
Lori illustrates them. She's a really good artist.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
really Well, okay. You guys want to get out your websites again?
Sure. It's www.midnightshadowsparanormalsociety.com. Then, of course, myspace.com, MSPS Society. We can be found on YouTube at Midnight Shadows PS. We can also be found on Twitter at MSP Society as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And Blogstar at MSPS.
I was going to say, there's no one, I think. Okay. Thank you very much.
Quite a bit. Thank you.
That's all right. That's nothing wrong with that.
It was a pleasure again.
Yes,
definitely, definitely. Thank you for coming back on with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still going to get you guys out on a hunt.
I know. Yeah, I know. And I know you guys, last year said you were going to be at Moonville, like last
right.
minute, and I'm like, ah. Mm-hmm. But it's a good little drive for me, and I'm like,
right.
I need like 2 weeks ahead of time to get ready.
Right.
To get out
well,
the
we're
south.
Heading back this year, too, so.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to. I just want to see Moonville. I just want to see. We did a history on Moonville a while back, and it was really interesting to read about.
Mm-hmm.
And the tunnel and everything, and the village and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see that place. Mm-hmm. So.
It's amazing.
Okay. All right, well, thanks again for coming on, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good night, guys.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, Alan and Lori from Midnight Shadows Paranormal.
They're very busy. They're busy all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yeah, they're really nice people too.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe in what they do, so.
That's good. And
that means a lot.
That's sad about that little boy, that's for sure.
Isn't that awful?
That
I had no idea.
Right.
I was thinking, you know, like maybe a parent or something. I had no idea.
Yeah. We were like,
oh, I know. What do you say? I'm like, well, what do you say? You know, what do you say?
Right. Well, you know. That is horrible. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So, what do we have coming up for us next week?
Next week we have Jerry Lynn, I believe. Jerry Lynn. There I go. I can't think of her last name. Darn it. Jerry Grace. Jerry Grace Lyons. And she, started the home funeral movement in this country. And I have to, this week I'm going to put a link out to her PBS documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that wants to hear the show really ought to watch this documentary to have any idea what she's talking about, because it just is fantastic, fantastic stuff.
Right. And this is,
she goes around the country, and it's a movement,
right.
And she talks to groups, and she has workshops, helps people, you know, that want to do this, how, gives them hints on how to do it, what to do it, why to do it, you know. And she also goes out on, like, emergency calls.
Right.
So I'm hoping, because she's in San Francisco, I'm hoping that nothing happens.
For,
and,
for setting up home funerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we used to do.
Okay, okay. Now,
and the thing about the thing that struck me most in that, the video itself is gorgeous, beautiful. It's it'll make you cry. But they had clips in there of, like, these funeral home conventions, and it made me sick.
Really?
On the on these little gadgets that come out for the funeral, how much money they make off of this and stuff. It just, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Very enlightening. Very enlightening video.
Yeah, it's,
so,
it's actually very interesting.
Where did they bury them? I mean, did they actually take them to the cemetery, or was it like a backyard burial, or?
Oh, I suppose some could if the state allows it, but no, they go to the funeral or to the cemetery. Most of them are cremated.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
whoa, home cremation?
No, they don't. No, what they took her to the crematorium,
and they all
stood there while she went through that, and then they got their little ashes and they left.
Okay.
I mean, everybody went. The whole bunch of them went.
Really?
It's obviously, if they like it, I'm just like, good Lord.
Yeah, definitely post that link up. I want to go out and take a look at it.
Now, see, anybody that's going to listen ought to really watch it.
Another documentary where they showed the little old man building his own casket.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the one that kind of got me. The little girl. That one got me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything else about it because it's just so moving and...
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
If they're real people. I mean, there's real people going through these things, and it's a documentary, and you get to see the whole thing.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I will, I tell you what, I want to start doing this on the weekends, updating the Midwest Prayer Talk Radio website to have the guests for the following week.
Oh my God, I just saw something. Go ahead.
And yeah, no, I know. I've been saying that the last couple of weeks, but. It's been kind of hairy.
Say what?
You know, the kids have been here for the last month on the weekends, and...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So I'm going to get it up, I swear to gosh.
Oh, okay. You lost me there for a minute.
Huh?
You lost me there for a minute.
Oh, okay.
I was in my own little world for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Where it's wonderful.
I want my bed to draw high again, so...
Right. But I'll talk to you and I'll get the her picture and the website and stuff, and we'll have like just a guest page. But be looking for that, you guys, on MidwestPrayerTalkRadio.com, and remember to check back with us next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll talk about home,
funerals,
yeah,
movement.
I don't have to have a movement. It's okay. So,
are you sure about
how
that?
I know that was going there. I knew it.
Huh?
I waited for the big BN story.
BN story. The excrement.
I have no excrement stories.
I've had enough of that today. Thanks. Oh my God.
You've had enough excrement today?
No, I thought I've had enough of that today.
She. All right. Well, that is another edition. We're going to break up on out of here so everybody can go to bed and get up and go do it all again tomorrow. And remember to check out MidwestPrayerTalkRadio.podomatic.com for the archive. Archive listeners and pod listeners, without you guys, you know, we wouldn't have it. And especially you live listeners, I want to thank you guys for coming out. ASPRN.com, Studio B.html. And that being said, you guys have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
This has been another edition of Midwest Prayer Talk Radio, brought to you by the All Souls Paranormal Radio Network. Midwest Prayer Talk Radio is a ParaQuest production. Remember to catch us every Thursday night at 10 Eastern here on ASPRN.com.